Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
All right, everybody. We are back once again. It's been quite a while, but we're back. We're going to try to get back on a normal schedule, get back into these things. So we thought we would jump in with one of our favorites, do a few movies of Mr. Christopher Robert Evans.
Yes.
Like, pretty good guy right there. So we decided we'd jump in to Chris Evans with Cellular, which was one of the first few movies that he's actually did. Tell us a little bit about it, Jenna.
Yeah, so the synopsis for Cellular is a young man receives an emergency phone call on his cell phone from an older woman. The catch? The woman claims to have been kidnapped, and the kidnappers have targeted her husband and child next.
I love how that made that seem kind of like a porn.
Well,
like,
it's really
an
weird.
Older woman, a call from an older woman.
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing, is, like, that sentence doesn't really make sense because it's an emergency phone call.
Yeah.
So, like, of course there's a catch. Like, it's
an emergency.
there's no going around it. It doesn't sound like, yeah, I don't know. That's a very funny synopsis sentence. But, yeah, so it's got Kim Basinger.
Yeah.
How do you say her last name?
I think it's Basinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like bass singer type.
Yeah.
Of Basinger.
But she is the older woman, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway, still looking super good. Looks so good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Undeniably fantastic.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you're one of the most
God's favorite, as Jenna will say.
Yes. Yeah, what's it like to be God's favorite, Kim? But, yeah, so the movie starts, and I gotta say, like, the way this movie is shot is super weird. Like, I'm just like, this feels like a dream, but I know it's not. Why
Imagine
is this so...
he just wakes up in the end and he's been sleeping through everything.
Yeah, he just fell asleep in his car when he was supposed to, be getting the t-shirts for his ex-girlfriend's thing.
Oh my god, right.
And it's just her being like, oh god, see, you're such a loser. But, yeah, so the first scene, though, is her walking her kid to school.
Mm-hmm.
And
hand in hand.
Hand in hand. And it seems weird because, yeah, he seems too old to be just like, I mean, you know, I don't know, I don't have kids.
Not embarrassed by it in the slightest.
Right, like, no, he's just totally cool with it. He's just like, yeah, mom, I'm 11, let's just walk.
But is embarrassed by the idea of, like, her being his science teacher when he gets to high school.
In, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's a high school science, we learned she's a high school science teacher.
Living just the life of luxury.
Yeah,
now.
Also just being, like, at one point she, like, says to Chris Evans, he's like, you're being kidnapped, like, are you really rich? And she's like, no, not at all. Meanwhile, they live in Brentwood. They have a housekeeper. They have this beautiful backyard with this amazing pool. She drives a Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah, he's like, yes, we're rich. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, it's so funny that she's just like, no, not at all. I'm a school teacher. And it's like, that's not the complete truth.
No, like that your husband is a real estate agent and clearly makes a good bit of money doing it.
Yeah. Which I guess, like, I guess because we're learning everything as they are, like, mm-hmm. we don't know much about them. So, yeah, I was surprised when we found out that he actually was a real estate person. Because I was like, oh, we're going to find out he's, like, some spy. Or that it was, like, some, like, Jason Bourne situation.
It's kind of nice that it was, like, just something happened to this person. But I think I would have made them slightly less wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, no, it's, I mean, it was a little distracting. Like, it's just funny. Yeah, we see them with the Porsche. We see Well, we see the kid's school, which I guess is a private school.
And she's also very nondescript about things. It's like, well, tell me what your car is. It's a black SUV. I would have been like, motherfucker, it's a black Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah, no. For the Porsche she's Cayenne. She's actually very bad at describing things in this movie, which is very funny. I mean, and it's kind of makes sense because she is under duress.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, she will describe, like, the way she talks about Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I was like, how is he supposed to know? Like, how would you know? I wouldn't.
Also, Jason Statham trying to do not his accent and Emma Watsoning the shit out of
it. Yeah, it does look like he's in pain.
He looks, it's hilarious.
It's...
Because at one point I was like, wait, he's trying to do an American accent. And Jenna's like, is he? And then I was like, listen. And we're like, oh my God, he totally is.
It's so funny. Because, I mean, he is supposed to be LAPD. And I guess, like, British people
could can absolutely... Like, that's the whole thing of, like, Bridesmaids when he's, like, Irish or whatever the fuck he is. Yeah. Scottish. And it's just in Milwaukee. And she was like, do they let people like you be a cop? And he's like, oh, no, of course not. Like, I had to kill somebody to get this job. Like, yeah, you can. But it's still way more strange.
Yeah. It's definitely... And, well, and the thing is that the fact that he didn't just lean into it then and just have his accent. Because he does... Just sound like some weird British guy, sort of. This is, like,
maybe the only time I've ever heard Jason Statham without an accent.
Right.
I feel like he always has an accent and everything.
Yeah. And so anyway, we see that she gets kidnapped. This is in, like, the second scene. Like, she goes home. She's talking to her housekeeper. The housekeeper gets fucking mowed down. And they're, like, in literally 2 seconds.
R.I.P. that housekeeper.
Yeah. It's too bad she went to work that day.
No shit.
But also, too, I was like, well, if she is a teacher, why wasn't she going to work? Was she, like, stopping by her house to, like, get her keys and then go to
work? Maybe. It could have been, like, school systems. Like, it's like, okay, I'm going to get him on the bus, and then I'm driving myself to work type thing, because it could be a later start for the high school.
Right, maybe.
So, yeah, like, let me stop in and, like, say hi to, like, the housekeeper. Like, make sure everything's cool.
Right,
go off
right.
For the day. No, but then somebody busts through their window.
Literally in 2 seconds. Man, it's wild. And yeah, then she gets kidnapped. She gets taken to this really creepy house.
Yes.
This house is creepy as hell. Like,
but it's in the hills?
Yeah, but like, I'm pretty sure it was like the Baldwin Hills, or I don't know if that's what you would call it, but like over like near the Crenshaw Hills, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because like at one point we see Jason Statham like talking on the phone and we see the Hollywood sign behind him. So it would have to be like towards...
So they're on the other side of that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But what else happened? Oh, yeah, so she gets kidnapped and like he comes in and he leaves and comes back a hilarious amount of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like he's doing it for dramatic value. Because he'll go in, stare at her, then, like, go out.
He doesn't speak until what feels like 40 minutes into this movie.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, like, so he goes in, he looks at her, he leaves, he comes back with a sledgehammer, and, like, I guess she thinks he's, like, about to, that he's about to, like, hit her with the sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. But, like, he just, like, smashes the phone. And that's, like, the whole thing with this is that she starts trying to, like, tinker with the phone to, like, get it to work so she can call somebody.
Yeah, which, I mean, I did love, like, she has so much agency in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is no way a damsel in distress. She's not sitting idle by. Like, they show how intelligent she is, that she literally, like, rebuilds this phone.
Yeah. And so what happens is we cut to the Santa Monica Pier where Chris Evans, young, hot Chris Evans.
Hair on the chest, Chris Evans.
Oh, my God. Like, 22 years old, probably.
Yeah.
Just, of course, he's not wearing a shirt,
but
because
like, what I love,
why would he?
Is that, like... Like, I work with some, like, 22-year-olds at my new job, and, like, they look like literal children. Like, this looks like a man. I would bang that person right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, like, the thing is, like, he looks... That's the thing with him is that,
he still
like,
looks good today. It's like, he's always looked 23.
Oh, yeah. No, he's very dilfy now, though.
Yeah.
He's got the beard. He wears, like, suits, and he, like, really knows how to wear a suit.
Oh, hell yes.
But he's, or like when in that movie, or not the movie, what was it? That Apple TV show?
Oh, yeah, Defending Jacob.
Like,
yeah.
I don't
like,
know.
Like, wears a suit the whole
show. Oh, my
show.
God. And has, like, the Boston accent. So it's just, like, donezo. Because he doesn't really have the accent in this. Like, he just sounds like he is from SoCal.
American.
Yeah. But yeah, we're on the Santa Monica Pier and he's like hanging out with his buddy and like you can tell he's like kind of like a dumb fuck boy.
Oh yeah.
And like, you know, but he's like hung up over his ex-girlfriend played by Jessica Biel.
Yes.
And let me tell you, young Jessica Biel, God,
beautiful.
Beautiful. She, yeah, I guess she had just dumped him. And she, you know, he, like, wants her back, but she's just like, no, you're kind of, like, basically nicely tells him that
he's a loser. He's a very hot loser.
Listen, if you're going to be a loser, you better be hot.
Yeah, look like that boy if you're going to be a loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, that's all I ask from men.
But yeah, she, he's, like, talking to her, and he's just like, listen, like, we should get back together. I miss you. I've been really thinking, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no. And also, I have to do this event thing, so I gotta go. And, you know, he basically talks her into letting him help.
Yeah.
Volunteer. And so he gets his friend to, like, pass out flyers while he goes to, like, get t-shirts or something for this, like,
also,
event.
Also, how long was this event? Because I felt like he was gone for, like, the whole day.
Pretty much the whole day.
And, like, this event, and his friend is still dressed like, what, a fucking, at the end of it, he's dressed like a whale.
Yeah.
Like, save so this the whales. Was a hell of an event, hell of a long event.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess, like, time in this movie doesn't really, like, track, because, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's, like, all day, but,
he got out of school at 1:45, so things happen from, like, 1 p.m. till still, I mean, I get if it's the summertime, it's like, light out until, like, 8. So you have a solid, potentially, 7 hours to have all of this shit happen.
I feel like it was probably done by, like, 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we have, like, 6 hours to do everything in this movie.
Right. Well, yeah, because I guess the whole thing would start around 9 a.m., right? Like, whenever school's about to start, maybe 8 a.m.
Yeah, the movie started at 8 a.m., but by the time she's talking to Chris Evans, he's getting out of school at 1:45.
Right, and he's already been to the police station at this point.
Yes.
So, what happens is she manages to get a hold of Chris Evans by, like, crossing the wires or something. She calls somebody. Yeah. And
he picks up his cell phone.
Yeah, he picks up his cell phone, and basically he, like, doesn't believe her at first.
Yeah.
Because he thinks it's, like, a prank or something. But, you know, she's able to convince him to, like, go to the cops and, like, try to, like, help, you know, try to get her help, basically.
Yeah. And, so, of course, the cops don't believe him.
And we get William H. Macy, who, like, I guess this is his last day.
It is. It's the opposite of training day. It's his, like,
last day as a cop.
Yeah, and he's about to open a day spa with his wife. It's like their retirement plans. And of course, everybody's stupid and they're making fun of him.
Yeah, and it's like, good for you, dude. You want to not be a cop anymore?
Yeah.
And like, just
and you
like,
want to have like a good retirement and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, good for you. But all he wants to do is just like start this business, but he keeps getting like stuck having to like help Chris Evans. Because like he basically is just like, hey, go to homicide. Like,
they'll help you.
They'll help you. Because like something happens where like a riot starts in the police station for
of
some
course,
reason.
Like things do.
Like, I mean, listen, today is a very eventful day in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But yeah, he basically then something happens, where he doesn't go up to homicide because, like, he starts to lose the connection on the phone. Mm-hmm. So he, like, has to, like, leave, pretty much. And at this point, you know, his phone is starting to die. It's, like, all these things. It's just a very bad day for everybody.
Of course. And also, we were, like, my favorite thing is, like, we're sitting there, we're talking. He, like, of course, has the low battery moment where he has to figure out how to, like, get a new cell phone charger because he doesn't have it with him. But the best was, like, we're like, man, those phones were tanks. They used to last like 5 days without
a
charge.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was on his fifth day. Who knows? It could have been day 5.
Possibly.
Of the charge. So we'll get to let him have that. But normally I'm like, this isn't an iPhone where it just fucking dies.
Right.
Like, no.
Because you're also not on them as much as like we are now. Like,
true.
We're basically, we are like, have these little mini computers in our pockets
that
we're just on all day.
At this point, like, they have the moment, they're like, technology, man. It lets you, like, record shit now. And I'm
We're supposed to be very impressed that his little, like, shitty
Nokia
records video. Which they set up in the beginning because he was recording Jessica Biel.
Like,
without her knowing.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It was creepy. Again, you're hot, so I guess you get away with it. But also, too, like, what he was recording is her just calling him a loser.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is really funny, because he's just like, hello, beautiful. And then she's like, Ryan, you're an idiot. You're so dumb. I'm like, oh, maybe he's got, like, a little bit of a degradation kink. Like, But, yeah, so he then, yeah, he has the low battery moment, and he has to go, he goes into a cellular phone store, which I guess is having its grand opening.
And
everybody's at this store for some reason. Everybody acting like it's the goddamn Apple store.
Yeah, nobody refuses to, like, everybody refuses to help him, like.
Yeah, and so he's, like, just trying to get a phone charger, and it's funny because he ends up getting a gun and being like, give me a fucking gun.
But, like, he gets this gun because he goes to get the son, who's perfectly named Ricky Martin.
Love it.
And Ricky Martin gets kidnapped. Such a dumb joke. So he steals the security officer's car, and the security officer apparently leaves his car running with the keys in it and a gun in the glove box. Yeah. Because that's what you do around a bunch of 11-year-old boys.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Like, this security guard really takes his job seriously. Can you imagine he's not even supposed to have a gun? Like, it's just his gun?
Yeah, because it's just a gun in the glove box. So then he holds up this store, but we find out that overpaid.
Yeah, because what ends up happening is, like, well, he probably just, like, took the charger and left. But they make a point to say in the news report where, like, they're like, hey, some guy might be the reason there's all this crime happening in LA today. Mm-hmm. And, like, they're interviewing the cell phone guy, and he's just like, yeah, no, I mean, he
did hold us up.
He held us up, but then he paid, and then he says all he did was buy a phone charger. And so the person, like, clarifies, is just like, wait a minute, so, like, he bought it?
Yeah.
And then the guy's just like, well, actually, he overpaid because we're having a sale.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. Oh, man. But, like, yeah, like, the thing is, like, there are parts, I mean, the thing is, this movie, very stupid.
Yeah.
It has a great cast, though, and it really, really sails.
Oh, it's so fun. Because of this, like, cast. It's fun. It never, like, drags at all. Like, from the moment it begins to, like, the moment it ends, like, you're having a blast.
High octane, as,
like,
they say.
It's a blast. Like, I don't know what more to say than it's a blast. And Chris Evans is hot. He's shirtless for most of it. And
if
he's not, that boy knows how to wear a shirt.
Yeah, I mean, he's wearing, like, a red t-shirt that, like, just very, very much accents his
physique.
Yes, exactly. But, poor guy. He just, all he wanted to do was get his girlfriend back, which I guess he does by the end of the day. It seems like they're going to work it out.
You're not going to say no to this boy.
After the day he's had. Oh,
shit. It's fine.
Oh my God. Did I just not?
You weren't plugged in. It's fine.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just looked down and was dangling.
Sorry, it's my first day.
Oh, too funny. Too funny.
You guys didn't see this, but I did not have my headphones plugged in to the into the jack. So I've just this is great. This is great. Anyway, what were we
getting? He got his girlfriend back. He gets Jessica Biel back because two hot people have to be hot people together.
And the thing is, so basically, though, he does, what happens? Like, he gets the charger,
he jacks that, like, asshole lawyer.
Yeah, that guy who has this, like, I've seen this guy in a bunch of stuff. Like, he's always playing some, like, douchebag. But, yeah, he steals this, like, very nice car, very beautiful Porsche. Blue car. Yeah, I guess Porsche was a sponsor,
Have been, because we have the Cayenne.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't realize Cayennes have been around since, like, 2004.
Yeah,
so that's
I love it. That's,
and then,
like,
he
the car
steals
I would
a
have,
Carrera.
For sure. Yeah.
So he's zooming through, like, L.A. in this Porsche Carrera now. And also, this guy gets interviewed on the thing, too. And he's like, well, this very handsome man told my God.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, we know. He's very good looking.
We get it.
But yeah, no, but then the guy gets his car stolen
twice
because he goes to the towing company.
Yeah, because it eventually does get impounded.
Yeah.
So he, like, is like, all right, I need my car, but I refuse to pay. And in fairness, like,
he shouldn't have to.
In fairness, his car was fucking stolen and he didn't expect it to get impounded. Like, he's like, and then Sherry Shepherd, awesome cameo. Sherry Shepherd's nah, boy, like, you're paying. You're paying. And he's like, fucking fine, I'll pay. And then all of a sudden, but it is a weird shot. They're, like, super tight and on his face. But, like, you could just see Chris Evans in the background.
Like, sneaking over.
Sneaking in and just fucking jacks the car again.
Yeah, so funny. So funny. Does the guy realize that it's him?
I don't know.
See, I don't
know. Because Sherry Shepherd has that line that's like, that's not Howie.
Yeah. But, like, we don't know if he actually ever sees
that it's Chris Evans
again, which would be funny. You'd think he would do it, but I don't know. But, yeah, he basically Is that when he's... Man, we literally just watched this, and I feel like I'm already, like, jumbling up the events.
Yeah, but it's totally fine. Like, you get the gist of it. He goes on some shit. So then we do find out... All right, so I think we maybe... I don't know if we're at the airport yet, but at one point, it's like... They find out that, like... The husband's like, okay, I need you to meet me in left field. And they're like, the fuck is left field? And then, you know, they steal Ricky Martin, and they're like, we're going to kill Ricky Martin until you tell us where left field is. And it's like, oh, it's this bar at LAX, because of course it is.
Why wouldn't
another
it be?
Fucking, like, obstacle that we have to go through.
Yeah, because going, and they definitely downplay how fucking hard it is to get into
also,
LAX.
Also, this is post 9/11, so I still don't understand how Chris Evans is able to steal some guy's, like, boarding pass and just pass it off as his own, because, like, I feel like
they were checking for IDs
in 2004, though.
For sure. No, it's
so
definitely
so that's what's
just...
very, like, if this was the 80s, dude, motherfucker, you could just, like, walk on the plane, you could steal everything in
yeah,
the 80s.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
But 2004, like, does not feel like you could still get on through security, like, without an ID. But
right.
He does, and he gets to left field, she's like, it'll be a guy in a Lakers jacket. So, of course, it's LA, everybody has a fucking Lakers jacket.
Yeah.
So he grabs this guy in a Lakers jacket, and before, like, the guy can explain himself, like, Chris Evans is talking over him. And the guy's like, this isn't my wife on the phone. And then he looks over and sees this other guy in the Lakers jacket get taken by Jason Statham and his friends.
Yeah, and so they're like, oh, shit, it was that guy.
Yeah, so then... We do begin to learn that the reason...
There is something going on.
Yeah, so he is, like, kidnapped, and he's thrown in the creepy, like, attic with, like, Kim Basinger, the husband. And the husband, though, she's like, explain this. Like, this makes no sense. Like, what? I'm a teacher. You're a real estate guy. And then he's like, no, it's, like, there's reason. And now you're, like, your interest is peaked. You're like, oh, my God, is he dirty? Is he this?
Yeah, what'd he do?
But, like, I actually kind of like it. It's like...
Yeah, well, no, again, we're finding things out as, like, they're finding stuff out. So, like, we don't know shit. But, like, yeah, what ends up happening is he is just a real estate guy. But what happened was he was filming something because he wanted to, like, look at some business.
Yeah, like a property. Either, like, I don't know if he was wanting it for himself or if he was trying to sell it.
Yeah.
Like, something. Was looking at some piece of real estate. And he was videotaping it so he could... You know, and this was on, like, a DV cam.
Yeah, yeah, it's,
back
like,
in
one
the
of
day.
Those
now
old
you
ass.
Just record it on your iPhone, but then it's, like, a literally DV camera. Like,
right.
I had one of those in the 2000s.
But, yeah, so what happens, though, is that he accidentally ended up filming, like, some police brutality where, like, they clearly, like, got these drug dealers and, like, robbed them. The cops did. And then when they were done robbing them, they shot. Mm-hmm. The drug dealers. And so, then we see the cops notice him filming.
Yep.
And they must have gotten his, like, license plate or something. Because we see him, like, book it out of there mm-hmm. pretty quickly. But then they clearly found him. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. So it is. It's dirty cops. And they just want this, like, videotape back. Which I guess he had put in, like, a safety deposit box in Culver City. Again, this would take, like, 45 minutes to an hour to get here. Because, like, traffic in LA is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And the thing, Chris Evans is going from, like, Santa Monica
yeah,
to
in,
downtown.
Like, no time. In no time.
It's so funny. And,
Absolutely. With ease, he's doing all of these things. And I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, basically, they are about to, like, get the, they're about to, like, get the camera because the husband, like, goes and takes it out. And Chris Evans, like, intercepts it and, like, steals it. And then there's, like, this whole thing where then, like, Jason Statham, who is a cop. So he is also one of the dirty cops. He, like, is chasing him up, like, up the stairs or whatever. And, like...
They're on the roof.
Yeah. And then at this point, of course, because, like, things have to start going bad. I mean, things are already going badly, but
extra
the phone breaks. He, like, drops the phone and it shatters. So now he can't, like, he doesn't have any way of communicating with Kim Basinger anymore. Mm-hmm. So she's, you know, she, like, probably thinks he's, like, dead or something. She doesn't know. But he manages to get away even though the phone is broken. So, you know, like, the cops are all shitting bricks at this point, because they're also like, who is this guy? Like, why is this guy intercepting?
This person?
Yeah.
And he takes what feels like his 85th taxi ride.
Yeah, yeah. No, this was a very expensive day for Chris Evans.
Cause I'd be like, I'm getting reimbursed, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she says, I don't know if there's anything I could do, and he's like, well, I did rack up like two $400 taxi drives.
Yeah.
Can you just take care of it? Can you
float me a grand?
Yeah, yeah. And we'll call it even. But, yeah, so he gets away. They basically finally figure out that Kim Basinger has been, like, trying to talk to somebody because, mm-hmm. like, someone notices that the phone line is on.
Yeah.
And so this, like, one of the goons, like, goes up there and is, like, you know, like, tussling with her a little bit. Of course, like, because she's a movie star, like, we don't ever actually see her get, like, super, like,
hurt. Beat up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think, like, she gets tossed around a bit.
Yeah, just a little, you know?
Like, there's that part where she's, like, she goes ham on Jason Statham and actually gets, like, a pretty decent-sized, like, punch in his face. And he doesn't do anything.
She put up a good fight in this. Like I said, never damsel in distress.
Exactly.
She's always, like, one step ahead of them.
Yeah. And so, basically, what happens is when the guy, like, throws her into a mirror, she picks up a shard of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, nicks his, like, artery in his arm.
And is like, I'm sorry, I'm about to bleed out.
Yeah, sorry. So, she's very apologetic as she's, like, trying to, like,
leave. She just went from, like, mild-mannered high school science teacher, pretty much the beginning of Breaking Bad, to, like, murdering two people, pretty much.
I mean, I will say in that, granted, it is in, like, self-defense.
Oh, absolutely. All at each time. Absolutely.
But yeah, yeah, no, there's, like, a couple times where she, like, goes apeshit, and it's great.
Just a couple casual murders.
Yeah, a couple. Although, I guess technically she doesn't end up killing the second guy.
Chris Evans kind of helps a little bit.
I'm pretty sure he killed that guy. Like, if we see what happens. But, yeah, he, okay, where are we now? So basically, Jason Statham is like, well, fuck, I don't know what to do. But mm-hmm. Chris Evans finally gets a hold of him. Did they ever explain how they got the phone number?
They ever explain how he gets a hold of, like, Kim Basinger again and then Jason Statham's, like, cell phone number.
Yeah, I don't know how he got it. I mean, it seemed like he was just trying random numbers because one of them was like the payphone.
Yeah.
So maybe he was, like, going
maybe
through.
Maybe random ones through that had called him. Because, yeah, you would probably see the number that would be able to call
right.
you. So then Jason, yeah, I guess so. I still don't know how he got Jason Statham's cell phone, though.
Yeah, I don't remember them ever talking before he called
him. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's really hot in this movie. So
very, very, very
it's true. Hot people logic.
True. You can just roll with it.
Yeah. Like, but basically they negotiate to, like, meet at Santa Monica Pier mm-hmm. and, like, do, like, a handoff. Like, give me the family and you'll get this tape.
Yeah.
And, of course, like, there's some double crossing gonna go on. And, like, you know, all this time, William H. Macy is trying to, like, figure out this case mm-hmm. because he notices, he's just like, wait a second. He sees on the news, he's like, that's Chris Evans. That is that guy who came into the cop thing.
He's like, it's all adding up. It's starting to, like, he's piecing it together. So he's like, I need to go. So what he does that's really smart is he had already gone to Kim Basinger's. And they had, of course, one of the dirty cops answer it. And she's like, oh, no.
A decoy, basically.
Yeah. Oh, and so he thinks this is her. But then he calls the house and gets the voice machine and notices it's a completely different voice.
Yeah, because the woman in the that's in the house has an accent.
Yes, she had, like, a little accent, and it's like, oh, okay. So then he goes to the house, and then they get in a shooting match, and he kills her. But don't worry, he saves the goldfish.
He did save the goldfish. I was just like, man, they're already having the worst day ever. They're going to come home and find a dead goldfish.
Yeah, because see, what he does is he kicks over the goldfish bowl to, like, divert her attention, and then he shoots her.
Yeah.
But then when we see him being, like, helped by the EMTs, he's got the goldfish in, like, a little brandy
glass. Yeah. So, like, what a good guy. It's like, all right, not all cops are bastards.
No, he's fantastic. He's everything you would want a true, like, when you think of, like, what a cop should be, you think of, like, William H. Macy in this movie.
Yes, yes.
Like, truthfully. This is what every cop should be.
It's because he doesn't even want to be a cop. He just wants his day spa with his wife.
That's adorable. Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah. So the guy who was in the Truman Show, he's like, Is he like the chief of police, or is he just some cop?
He's some police. I think he has a little more authority than William H. Macy does.
Right.
But he has like the. But they know each other. They're friends. And I will give like this guy his due in one point. Like, he's clearly corrupt. He's in the video. We see him. We're like, oh my god, he's shady. Like, not that he already doesn't like fucking.
He looks
shady.
He looks very shady.
The man smells like he's shady, and yeah. I couldn't even smell him. Like,
no. This guy looks suspicious.
Yeah. So he's like. He says, like, he's on the phone with Jason Statham, and Jason Statham's, well, like, this guy's been, like, you know,
he's poking
his nose, he knows too much, and he's like, no, he doesn't, he's fine, he just wants to have his day spa with, like, his wife. He could literally have just been like, nah, let's fucking kill him.
Yeah, let's kill him. And honestly, if he had, he probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble. So
very true.
It ends up being a loose end. Yeah. Listen, kill your friends.
Yeah. So he's all like, no, I want to help you, like, get the, like, figure this shit out. So he's like, all right, you can come along for, like, the drop-off, whatever. I didn't know what he thought was going to happen. Like, William H. Macy was going to be like, yeah, it's fine, I'll be corrupt. But the best part about it is, like...
Well, no, because he says that he'd be able to identify Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
So he is trying to, like, use help. Him without...
Killing him.
Without killing him. Yeah.
So what he does, especially because he's like, oh, this is another cop... You look like your, like, wound is, like, a little hurt. Like, you look like you're bleeding a bit. Like, let's get you to the hospital. Oh, okay, so they go trudging along. But this motherfucker doesn't turn off his walkie. They're all walking each other like they're like, very, like, indiscriminate, like, very, like, terrible plans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They're, like, the plans, you know, are not good.
Yeah, they're terrible plans. But they're all talking over these walkies. And the guy who's taking the good cop with him isn't like, oh, maybe I should turn my walkie off.
Oh,
so
turn
William
it down,
H.
yeah.
So Macy hears everything and then, like, kills this guy. Like, yeah. He doesn't kill him. He, like... He incapacitates him and then literally...
Handcuffs him to, like, a carousel.
The carousel. He does this in front of all the children on the carousel.
And then, but then gives them, like, all a talk. He's like, hey, it's fine. I'm a cop. This guy's a bad guy. Don't be like this guy.
Pretty much. It's amazing.
It's so funny.
He's a damn treasure.
Yes, he's wonderful. But yeah, no, so basically he's like, oh shit, Chris Evans is in trouble. So he, like, goes and is, like, trying to find them.
And of course he has the walkie so he can, because at this point, like, his cop friend has no idea that, like, he knows anything. So he takes this walkie and he's now listening in. So now he knows their plan and, like, where Chris Evans is.
Yeah, yeah. And so he goes and, like, they're basically, they're under the pier?
Yeah, like, are you Chris Evans to get away? Like, good idea. He straight up jumps off the pier and then, like, jumps into the water. And then, yeah. He's kind of hiding out in this little shack.
Yeah, yeah. And so then Jason Statham gets there, and he's, like, trying to, like, they kind of get into a fight. But, like, Chris Evans basically gets his ass whipped, which is really funny. It's very realistic. He, like, gets maybe, like, a couple of punches in, but then Jason Statham schools him.
Oh, yeah. The transporter is there.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically it looks like he's going to get killed, but then William H. Macy shows up and is just like, hey, like, get off him. And he's just like, hey, I'm a cop too. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, get off him or I'll shoot or whatever. So basically he does. And then Jason Statham is trying to get away. And
Chris Evans just has his cell phone number.
Oh yeah. Call. See? Perfect. That's the one time he finally, like, he does something right. He, like, calls. And so Jason Statham is hiding, but then the phone rings. So then William H. Macy knows how to, like, where he is and where to shoot. Yeah, so basically at this point, they are going, you know, at this point, the family is in the van,
yeah.
And they're just hanging out at this point. They're just like, I don't know what's going
being
on.
Being kidnapped.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, what's the holdup?
Kim Basinger's like, they've put cuffs on her.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, doing it in the back, which is better, they stupidly do it in the front. And she has pretty much full mobility of her hands.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she didn't do it earlier, but, like, literally chokes out the driver.
Yeah. And again, just, like, goes, it's funny because the dad is basically the one who, like, tells their kid to look at him.
Yeah.
It's not, just like, hey, yeah. don't look at this carnage.
The kid is still going to need all the therapy.
Poor kid. Poor Ricky least, Martin. Yeah. Already with his name. And now this, like, this kid, poor kid.
Yeah.
Get this
he's setting him up for failure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Chris Evans is like, so we think the guy is dead, but of course he pops back up for one final scare.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans is there in time. He bashes the guy into the point that he, like, smashes his head in with the car door.
Yeah, no, like literally like beats the shit out of this guy and then like takes the car door and slams it on his head. And I'm like, that broke his neck.
Yeah,
I'm
this sure. guy's definitely dead.
That guy's dead. They don't dwell on it. They definitely but don't dwell dead. On it. Yeah. But he's dead.
Yeah, so they then they have their moment. Oh my God, Ryan. And, like, you're like, they're hot.
I was like, okay, they're going to make out, right?
Well, like, Jessica Biel is going to be like, who's that woman you were hugging on the pier?
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, babe. I'm leaving you for Kim Basinger.
So then the whole thing is, like, they arrest, like, William H. Macy's friend. And he's like, oh, I was set up. And Chris Evans is like, yeah, well, you know that tape that you destroyed? But, you know, fun thing about these new cameras on the phones is, like, they let you record.
Yeah.
So I made sure to record the whole thing. Before you destroyed it on the phone. So then William H. Macy can see it and be like, you know, the worst thing in the world is a dirty cop.
Yeah. Right? But apparently not, because we still have dirty cops all over the place.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so basically what ends up happening is, you know, everyone's exonerated. I'm sure Chris Evans, nothing's going to happen to him.
Oh, a lot of damage.
This guy did do a number on the city. Like, he stole a bunch of cars, he wrecked shit. It was hilarious.
Oh my God, so much.
But, and then they do have a moment, they have another moment together. We see him with Jessica Biel, so clearly they're getting back together. Because, like, you know, he had a good day. But then Kim Basinger basically goes up to him and is like, I don't know if there's anything I can do to, like, repay you. And that's, of course, when he should have been like, well, you know, a grand will do it.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know, just, like, pay, like, can you pay off, like, these parking tickets and, like, the taxis I drove?
Yeah.
And I bought a charger. Let me give you a list of my expenses for the day.
I love how he somehow had all this cash on him. I love it.
Yeah, because, I mean, he clearly wasn't, like, paying with a card at all. But he's just like, I can think of something. Never call me again.
And it ends.
Sitcom ending. And the credits are so cheesy. It's literally, we see, like, the credits, like, on the cell phones. And I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it's cheese ball through and through.
Yeah. Where would you put this? Would you say there's a batshit moment for you?
Oh, it's so tough because I felt like it felt very even keel for the most part.
Even though it's high octane, there weren't really any like crazy moments.
No, for sure. For a movie like this, it was kind of like, oh, nothing outlandish really happened.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't really think, nothing stands out to me. I mean, maybe Chris Evans casually killing that guy at the end. Yeah. Maybe. Because it was so nonchalant, which is very funny. Yeah. But, where would you put this on the garbage meter?
Oh, I think this is some sweet garbage. Like,
it's so fun,
it's
so dumb.
It's in no way good, but it is so fun. It's got a great freaking cast.
Yeah, no, I mean, the cast is the reason it works. Like, the thing is, like, I think because the conceit is that they're on the phone with each other the whole time, they had to have charismatic people.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it would have been a nightmare.
Yeah, you have an Academy Award winner, so you're like, this is fine. And then you have Chris Evans, who is like
very charming,
very very charming.
Yes, very charming. And like also too, like when he seems like he's in over his head, he definitely seems like he's in over his head.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like, for sure.
which is what I liked. I kind of liked about it is that it was like he was not, like, cool, calm, and collected.
Oh, no. He was doing his best.
Yeah.
But, like, hanging on by a thread. For sure. So. Yeah, no, I would definitely say this is, like, sweet garbage. Yeah. This is, like, a fun movie to, like, probably, like, knock a few drinks back to and be like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. We stayed completely sober throughout this
we
movie.
We did, though. We did.
But it's still fun sober. Like, I can watch this movie sober and enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
no, I had
like,
a good time.
Oh, I need to be drunk for this movie.
Right.
But, yeah, so that was our first Chris Evans. Maybe we're going to do, like, another one. Maybe not another teen movie, because I know we have a guest interested in doing not another teen movie. So maybe we'll bang out that one, because we have, this week? We have, like, 2 weeks left. So maybe we'll do two Chris Evans, then we'll jump into another person, but then we'll do a come back to... There's a bunch of Chris Evans that we want to do. So we'll always come back to...
Oh, yeah, to different ones,
Evans,
for sure.
For sure.
But, yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. We're glad to be back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
See
Bye.
Ya.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. 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 Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.